And we're back in 3, 2...
Morning, everyone.
It's morning again. It's morning again. It's morning again. Morning again.
Is it morning already? Wake yourself up.
Wake up.
I'm awake.
Morning's over.
I'm awake. Places, everyone.
Whoa, wait.
What?
Now I'm ready.
And we're back.
Oh, my God. It's my favorite show. It's my favorite show ever.
Do you know what time it is?
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Showtime is the best time. It is the Monica J. Show, your show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. Love it, love it, love it. 884-9910, the talk and text line on this fabulous Thursday. Oh my gosh, we are going to make the best of it. Yes, you just keep telling yourself it's a fabulous Thursday. I know a lot of people stuck in traffic right now, especially west on 80. That's very unusual situation to happen so early in the morning on a Thursday, heading west. I don't know, from the condition of the vehicle that is mangled sitting there, if you haven't seen it yet, you might want to go online. Road rage incident this morning that included shots fired. I don't know, looks like a California plate. Can't wait to hear all of this story come out. All right, let's get to some other stories this morning that include our poll question, 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should any federal employee found trespassing to encourage residents to get an experimental shot be arrested? Remember, you can be arrested for trespassing. So what did I do? Well, I'll tell you that in a minute. Because sometimes I get distracted, you know? Ooh, squirrel. Yesterday's poll question, should there be a federal driver's license? 93% said yes. 7% said no. Really? You want to put that in the hands of the feds? Okay. More and more states losing control. But I guess some people want that. All right, let's go on to what I did last night. Should any federal employee found trespassing to encourage residents to get an experimental shot be arrested? So I saw this text. This is from Senator Kelly Townsend. Door-to-door inquiry about vaccine status is not an enumerated power under Article 1, Section 8. Health is a power delegated to the states, and you are under zero obligation to open the door. 10th Amendment. Know your rights. She continues on with another tweet. I have spoken to local law enforcement. Now, again, this is Arizona. I've spoken to local law enforcement, and if you don't want the federal government on your property asking about vaccines, they advise you to post a no trespassing sign in a visible location. This is a prerequisite to be able to charge someone for being there against your will. So why would I bring any of this up? Just in case you haven't heard, which I find it hard to believe that there are people out there who haven't. You know, it's just, yeah, I look at it as comical. The way that these guys are actually coming together with this stuff.
Special focus on 5 ways to make gains in getting those of you who are unvaccinated vaccinated. Because here's the deal. We are continuing to wind down the mass vaccination sites that did so much in the spring to rapidly vaccinate those eager to get their first shot and their second shot, for that matter, if they needed a second. Now we need to go to community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, and oftentimes door to door, literally knocking on doors to get help to the remaining people. protected from the virus.
Do not show up at my door. I'm just saying. But is it just here? I don't know. When you're trying for, you know, the World Economic Forum, the new world order, I guess it's going on other places.
I think early next year we'll be in the phase of chasing up people who haven't come forward to get their vaccination or have missed their bookings and so on. So everyone will be able to get a vaccine between now and the end of the year. But of course, you know, and I want every New Zealander to come forward, but human behaviour suggests that there will be some people that we have to actually really go out and look for, and some of that may spill into next year. But our commitment is everyone will have the opportunity to get the vaccine by the end of the year. Everyone will, but I can't say that, you know, that we're not going to have some hesitant people or some people who just haven't come forward that we don't have to go out and find next year.
So New Zealanders being tracked down, find that very, very interesting. And I have another soundbite, but I don't even know if I want to play it because this guy is the world's worst spokesperson. Hell, I'll do it anyway. Check this guy out. He needs to take some lessons on how to be a public speaker.
But there will be strong, you know, I suspect the majority of Australians will get vaccinated, and there will be a strong public view that those who choose not to get vaccinated there needs to be some sort of incentive stick, perhaps. Through the current programs, including No Jab, No Pay, to make that happen. So I think that is a very reasonable interpretation of what the PM had to say today. Again, looking at specific things like not being able to go into restaurants, not being able to travel internationally.
Yeah, so in Australia, No Jab, No Pay. So this is a worldwide effort to make sure. It's just, you know, you have to wonder, though, what is this all playing into? It's playing into a much bigger picture. That's why I had a fresh white peach this morning for breakfast. You might want to start enjoying your fresh food while you can, because even though for a year now I've been telling you about stocking up and being prepared, it's making it more and more into the limelight of what I have been actually referring to.
2,000 of them have died resisting, because what the government in India is doing, the farmers have set up their independent food supply chain to the people, and the government is hell-bent on destroying the farmers and those food chains. And the message from Punjab is they will die fighting the government and not let their people starve, and we need to have that same message. Thank you very much.
Okay, so India, did you understand what he was saying? People have died to bring food, the farmers getting food to the people. And the government doesn't like that, because like every place else, plow under your crops. That's India. Let's travel around the world.
One of the things we're going to be talking about this week is the apparent fresh food shortage that's going to hit Europe and the UK over the next few weeks and months. This has been completely orchestrated, and it's absolutely terrible that this is likely to be happening right now. There is plenty of fresh food being grown at the moment all over Europe. We have no shortages. Farmers have no shortages, despite the weather changes that we've been having recently. There is an awful lot of fresh produce in the fields at the moment, as you can see behind me. This is purposely going to be bought in bulk and destroyed to create an apparent food shortage. Folks, start listening, wake up. There is no food shortage.
Okay, so we have India. We have England, UK. How about back here at home?
Every farmer I know has received a letter in the last 30 days from the Department of Agriculture offering them $3,800 an acre to dispose of their crops. If they do not, they lose 35 cents per pound when they bring in harvest. This is only a 117-acre crop. It will be sold. It won't be disposed of. So they're trying to control the supply chain, ladies and gentlemen. We can't allow that to happen. If you control the food supply, you control the world. Be prepared, ladies and gentlemen, just like I've been telling you. Shortages are coming. Stock up. Be aware. Don't get caught with your pants down.
It's coming. Farmers, ranchers. Yeah. Have you done anything to stock up? Buy seed? Start your own little garden? The food is out there. What does that say about a government, whether it be in the UK, whether it be in India, whether it be in this country, that will destroy food to push an agenda? That's some serious evil right there. There's already people around the world starving. But now blatantly taking and destroying food to create a food shortage for the masses who are used to getting, you know, their fresh fruits and veggies by just going to the store. This is some next level evil. And that's what we're facing. It's the Monica Jay Show.
And now, Mom Thoughts.
When I grow up, I want to marry a grown man that's addicted to playing video games. Said no woman ever.
This has been Mom Thoughts.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Talk and text 884-9910, 884-9910. You want to be on the show today? You want to talk about something? You want to talk about the engineered food shortage or going door to door? Yes, I took Townsend's advice and last night ordered two very nice, not, you know, want to be classy about it. Not the red and white signs, but some nice decorative. No trespassing. Private property signs. You don't usually see those in subdivisions, do you? So I made it look nice. And if the HOA comes after me, well, you know, we'll have a little discussion. Got a nice little two-pack, too. Good price. You know, I just have to laugh at the people who still can't see what's coming. Can't see what's coming right down the pike. But we live our lives. We go day to day. There's still things for us to get out there and fix. Like our school district, the CRT is taken over. But there's also other things. Injustice. We have to stand up for others. So I am very excited to let you know that I hope you join me tomorrow at 11:08. Because I've been on a mission this whole week to educate people about Jack Getz and the injustice that is occurring with him still being in prison for the killing, I believe self-defense, of a gangbanger that allegedly raped his daughter and was threatening to kill his entire family. You know, you need to take gangbangers seriously. Law enforcement does. But still, I wonder, why did law enforcement fail Jack in Las Vegas when they knew this was going on? We'll have to take a look at that. What I'm excited about, though, is Diane Ryan. Diane Ryan Esquire will be joining us tomorrow at 11:08 with Jack's story. And then next week, hopefully if we can work it out, because he can't just call into the show, we actually have to set it up with the prison system. And we'll have Jack on the show to talk about his experience and the life that he lived as a law-abiding citizen. Never had any problems. Yeah. Until being in Vegas. So, I hope you stick around for that tomorrow. Because what's going to happen to you if you protect yourself with a firearm? Just curious. As I mentioned yesterday, getting a lot of people commenting on the animals now getting the shots. So it's interesting to see that they're going to start animal testing now. Now that enough people have died, that's interesting that they're going straight to the zoos. Straight to the zoos. Could this be something that, I'm just thinking outside of the box here, they know what's going to happen? And we're going to lose a lot of zoo animals in Zoakland. The zoo in Oakland, Zoakland. In Oakland and in Denver. You know, these people don't believe that animals should be in captivity. Just a thought. You or someone age 12 plus in your house eligible for a COVID-19 vaccine? Click Kroger.us/SmithsCOVID or walk in now. Really? Listener just sent me that. I was texted to him from Smith's. How do they know? Isn't that interesting? How do they know? Please. I know everything. It's the Monica Jay Show. Just trying to give you a little bit up on top of them so you know what's going on as well. Also, what's going on is a road rage incident this morning with a firearm and a deadly accident.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's live and local talk radio. 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. Get a little bit of education for the uninitiated on the New World Order, the World Economic Forum, the Davos Group, and everybody else that's trying to, well, make sure that you own nothing and that you are happy about it. And that you do as they say. You do as they say, and you'll be just fine. Not on the Monica Jay Show. Nope. Today's poll question at 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Should any federal employee found trespassing, or really anybody, found trespassing to encourage residents to get an experimental shot be arrested? Remember, you have to have your property posted as no trespassing. No soliciting doesn't cut it. It needs to say no trespassing. Yes or no? Also brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, yesterday's poll question. They just bring us all of them. Should there be a federal driver's license? 93% of those participating in the poll said yes. Interesting. Got a lot of sheep going this way. 7% said no. Hell no, by the way. Just saying. All right, let's go to the talk and text lines before I bring you something else. Debbie's on the line. Hi, Debbie. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, Monica. I'm calling you from the Republican Women of Reno, but this is a separate deal. So I wanted to let you know that Captain Sam Brown announced his run for the U.S. Senate. And on the 4th of July, he posted on Twitter a picture of him. And if you don't know Captain Brown, he was severely injured in Afghanistan, and his face is disfigured from burns that he received. So he posted a picture in his fatigues saluting a flag. Twitter censored his tweet for sensitive material. And Captain Brown responded back to them, "Is it sensitive because of my face or because of the flag?" And he said, "Because neither one are going away." And he is going to be on Hannity tonight at 6 o'clock.
Are you getting your balls?
Wow.
So, yeah.
Did Twitter respond at all?
They said that, well, it was easily dismissed that they wanted to give people a choice to view it or not. So they could have clicked off of it, but they didn't really rescind their decision.
That's very interesting. Yes, I know Sam Brown. I am Captain Sam Brown. I am backing him for Nevada Senate on the federal level against Catherine Cortez Masto. So I know exactly what he looks like, and his beautiful wife, Amy, and they are just two of the most incredible people. I had not heard that, Debbie, so I thank you for calling in with that.
Can I mention one thing, too? On July the 19th, we're meeting at Mimi's. Captain Brown's going to be speaking at 9:30 in the morning for breakfast. So it's just a free event. People can come purchase breakfast if they want, but Captain Brown will be speaking to us.
Again,
July 19th.
At Mimi's
on Kiski and at 9:30.
At 9:30. All right. Thank you so much, Debbie, for the call. I appreciate that. Anytime you've got something that you want to get the word out about, just call. 884-9910. That's what the number is there for. If you've got something going on, you know, a lot of people send me, you know, can you mention this? Can you mention that? I tell you, my brain gets going, and I'm working on all these different things, on these different topics that I want to bring you, and it just, sometimes I forget to mention things. So the easiest thing to do is just call in. 884-9910. Going back to the food shortage, the clips that I played for you in the last half hour, I just received this from Ron. My late father told me that when FDR was destroying critters, crops, etc., to bring prices up after the Depression, literally threw baby pig chickens in the Missouri River. A few years later, when World War II came around, they realized destroying the crops was a bit short-sighted. Don't despair. Might be some Reagan cheese still around. Thank you so much for that. When a politician says we need to, he always means you need to. Yeah. Uh-oh, did I do something wrong? Let's see. FYI, your signs need to be according to your area laws regarding no trespassing, i.e. sign type and distance between signs, or it won't hold up in court. There's always something. Government always gets you one way or another. Let's see. What is this? Somebody else just sent me something. Oh, Walmart. No trespassing signs at Walmart. Okay. Yes, I want them to look nice. Why is this not a hot topic in the news? It's horrible and frightening. Wanda. So Wanda is asking about our American political prisoners and the House of Horrors that they are going through right now in captivity. The people who have been arrested because of, you know, January 6th, that insurrection that Democrats and Democrat pundits are saying worse than Benghazi, worse than 9/11. I kid you not. 3,000 people, more than 3,000 people die on 9/11, yet unarmed people storming the Capitol under the guise of Trump supporters, but being let in along with Antifa and BLM and instigators working for the FBI, American citizens are being held. Yeah, this is going on. And the conditions for those deplorables? Well, if you read this, deplorable. LibertyNation.com. This has also been covered in the Epoch Times. It's been covered. I've mentioned it. But to answer your question, why is this not all over the news? Because, Wanda, it goes against what they've been told to say. Because these people who are being incarcerated in conditions that are reminiscent of third world countries, by the way, if you've ever been in a, you know, or if you've ever been in a Mexican prison. I haven't, but I've seen the pictures, just to put that in there. They're hoping you don't realize that this is going on. Because the bigger problem here is American citizens have been detained and held like this for decades. When it comes to the federal government, the information that they want from you, or if you're going against what they're pushing, some people call it the agenda, as I do, then yeah, you can find yourself in a situation where, just like in places like Iraq and Iran and other places around the world that we don't normally talk about, Russia, China, you just disappear. This goes on everywhere. That's why I've been trying to stress to people, you know, this is nothing new. We've been a socialist country for decades. The communism from the American communists is just now coming out into the open with help from people like you, Wanda, getting the word out, emailing your friends different articles, different stories. Do you think the education of child trafficking would be so prevalent in today's mind if it weren't for people like you helping spread the information? Because that's what happens when you have a mainstream media, and I'm talking about the local media as well, that is given a script, given a narrative from only four owners. All the media across this country, even the world, owned by four different groups. So when you think you're getting the truth, you're getting a narrative. When you turn on, when you turn on the 6 o'clock news or the 11 o'clock news, it's just a script. It's the Monica Jay Show. It's live. It's local. 884-9910. And it's about you and what you need to know.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show. I absolutely love it. Thank you so much for sending me this. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So on eBay, to go along with today's poll question, they are selling a sign that says, it's a big red sign, no soliciting. And then it's got one of those little stick figures carrying a briefcase with a circle and line through it. No soliciting. And don't even think about asking me if I've been vaccinated. Go away. So that's on eBay. Let's see. $4.95 and free shipping. Nice. Delivery July 16th. They've already sold 80 of them. That is pretty all right. I'm going to have to return my no trespassing signs I bought and get that one because that's pretty dang cool. All right, let's go to the talk and text lines. Tim wants to talk about that no trespassing. Hey, Tim. Thanks for calling the program.
Hey, Monica. I love the show. Can you hear me okay? I was breaking up earlier.
Yeah, I can hear you good.
Great. Hey, I just want to point out on this topic, I looked it up yesterday, as a matter of fact. We're of the same mind here. And it looks like that's in Nevada Revised Statutes 207.200. And now I'm not a lawyer or anything, but you might want to ask one because it's kind of confusing. Because one section says the sign has to be painted fluorescent orange paint, and another section just says posting a no trespassing sign or other notice of meaning, and they have a whole bunch of other examples. So, and they do have different distance requirements and so on. So I don't want to nitpick about it, but on the other hand, if push comes to shove, you want to be have your everything buttoned up tight so you can convict them of trespass if needed.
Exactly. It has to be able to stand up in court. I'm just glad the word is getting out, Tim, that you actually took the time to look this up in the Nevada Revised Statutes. Thank you.
You betcha. Thanks a lot, Monica.
That's you're the best. Thank you. You know, this actually just came in from Bob. No law enforcement officer with a clue is going to arrest someone because you had a no trespassing sign and they knocked at your door. They are going to tell them to leave, and if they do not leave, then they will be arrested. So if they knock on your door and you tell them to get off your property and they don't leave, but the police arrive, it is a misdemeanor. Not committed in their presence, they would have to get an arrest warrant unless it is a specifically stated probable cause misdemeanor. A warrant would be required by and an okay by the DA and a judge. You don't have to be polite, though. Oh, Bob, trust me, I am not going to be polite if anybody, health department, feds, whoever shows up on my property. All right, let's go to back to the talk and text at 884-9910 and check in with Tatiana this morning. What a gorgeous name. Hello, Tatiana.
Hi, thank you. Just what you were saying before, I have friends in New Zealand, and all of this is happening simultaneously, which is really scary. I don't know if you've seen what's happening in Canada, burning the churches, arresting the pastors. And that seems to be really frightening, but here, there, in Canada, everything's simultaneously happening. I mean, this is bigger than we think.
Yeah, it's a push to overwhelm the system. It's what do you look at, Tatiana? Do you look at, you know, what's going on in China with the Uyghurs and Hong Kong and the CCP? Do you look at what's, you know, going on with Russia and Iran and China building up their military? You know, they always push these things to overwhelm us, and then we don't see what's right in front of us. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because you kind of expect that in those countries, but in New Zealand and Canada, Australia, you don't expect it, but it's hitting there hard, too. It's very scary. I hope people wake up.
Yeah, I hope they do, too. You know, I try to do my little parts, but I tell you, you're right about Australia. They're not used to stuff like this, and people are getting out in the streets. They're saying no. People all in Europe, they're saying no, this isn't right. And I love the way that people in India are standing up. You know, this is bigger than all of us. So that's why we all have to stick together. Tatiana, thank you so much for the call, and to reiterate that, you know, this isn't just me putting this out there. This isn't me just being a conspiracy theorist. This is written in their platform. You can find all of these documents. Klaus Schwab is talking about it every other day. World Economic Forum, Davos. This has been going on for a long time. It's not something that they just flipped the switch and decided to do it. No, it's called the 2030 plan for a reason. So to get to 2030, well, a lot of us can't be here. That's why I'm so concerned about the shot, the Fauci-ouchie. You may have not have had anything, you know, adverse, like Sean wrote to me yesterday. But I ask you just to put yet after that. Especially in light that it is coming to light that a 13-year-old just died the other day, and the media was trying to keep it quiet. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.